And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
AAA is anticipating more Americans will hit the road for 4th of July than ever before, despite the highest gas prices on the holiday in the last several years. AAA spokesman Mark Jenkins says consumers are confident in the economy and have a little extra money to put towards travel. The association is estimating in America nearly 47 million people will travel, which is a 5% increase from 2017. Did you hear about this lucky couple from Tonganoxie? A paper-jammed Kansas lottery ticket turned out to be very, very lucky for this couple. Michael and Virginia Owens going to be celebrating their 43rd anniversary next month. They just won $22,000 with the Kansas lottery. So what happened? Virginia said, "We had a free ticket winner, so we went to the store to get a new ticket, and when they went to print the new one, the machine jammed up and crinkled the ticket up." Clerk made the comment that tickets that don't print right are lucky. Turns out they knew what they were talking about. That winning ticket sold at Brothers Market on Ridge Street in Tonganoxie. I'm telling you, Joey, the producer, I am at that store all the time.
That could have been you.
I work part-time in Tonganoxie. I pass there every day. Not me winning the $22,000.
One day, Jen. One day.
Royals going to open a 6-game homestand tonight with the first 3 games against AL Central leader Cleveland. Royals went 5-21 last month. That's the worst June in franchise history.
Did you say 5?
5-21 for June. Most Toys R Us stores across the country closed for good on Friday night, but one Raleigh, North Carolina location closed shop a day early after an anonymous person bought every remaining item. Employees say the shopper spent $1 million buying up all the toys that remained in order to donate them. So far, the identity of the buyer remains undisclosed. Store staff put a closed sign on the door, spent the last day boxing up toys for the buyer.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
KC 1021, Monday morning. Time for Jen's Impossible Question. You are trying to win a $50 Rally House gift card. We need the right answer to this. 55% of us will buy this for our 4th of July celebration. What is it? I said it was not fireworks. Has nothing to do with those sparklers or anything. We'll take your guesses at 576-7102. Let's start with line one. Good morning.
Morning. How are you?
Doing well. And you?
I'm good. Is it lawn chairs?
It is not lawn chairs, no. Thanks. Good morning, KC1021. Do you have a guess?
Yes, it's a beef.
Oh, beef. Great guess. Not it, though.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. KC1021, 55% of us will buy this for our 4th of July celebration. What is it?
Say hot dogs and hamburgers.
Not the food. Nope.
Okay, thank you.
All right, 576-7102. It has nothing to do with food. A lot of people were guessing on the text line saying watermelon, alcohol, tons of different things. Has nothing to do with the food. Your hint is annoying. Annoying. 55% of us going to be buying this for a 4th of July.
Button might be annoying there.
There you go. 4th of July celebration. What are we buying? We'll take some more guesses. 576-7102. Good morning, KC1021. What do you think?
This is Brian.
Brian's actually not here today, but it's Jen. Do you have a guess?
Yes. Is it bug spray?
It is bug spray. Yes. Good old bug repellent. Getting rid of the bugs for 4th of July. You got it. We're going to hook you up with that $50 gift card to Rally House. Hang on, okay?
Thanks, man.
No problem.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Truda out sick, actually, for a couple of days. I don't know if that was awfully convenient. We were off for the 4th of July.
I mean, it could be. I mean, Shaylee, we knew was going to be off at the lake
right.
for a few days. But Truda, we didn't know.
Sick. But celebrating birthdays today, Emmy Award-winning writer and producer Larry David turned 71. Actress Lindsay Lohan is 32 and best known for playing Harley Quinn in Suicide Squad. Actress Margot Robbie is 28. Dinosaurs, still the kings of the box office.
Do you remember the first time you saw a dinosaur? First time you see them, it's like a miracle. You read about them in books, you see the bones in museums, but you don't really believe it. They're like myths. And then you see the first one alive.
Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom, the top movie in the U.S. and Canada for the second straight weekend. That movie is on track to earn a 10-day total of nearly $265 million in ticket sales. Somebody asked me the other day if I cried, and I'm not going to, no spoiler alerts here, but somebody did ask me if I cried, and I knew exactly which scene she was talking about. For the record, I did not cry.
Really?
And I am the first one to cry at everything.
That's why I'm shocked. I've never not seen the movie, but I would expect if there's a did you cry scene, Jen cried.
I'm the first one. No, I didn't. It is a good movie, though. Hello, Chris Pratt. Coming in second was Incredibles 2. That made almost $440 million since its release 3 weeks ago. Actress Kaylee Cuoco is a married woman. The Big Bang Theory star and her boyfriend, professional equestrian Carl Cook, tied the knot at a horse stable near San Diego, California on Saturday. The two started dating back in 2016, got engaged in November. She has been married before. She used to be married to a professional tennis player. And LeBron James going to be suiting up in Los Angeles next season. Multiple reports say James has agreed to a four-year, $154 million contract with the Lakers. James reportedly was also considering joining the Philadelphia 76ers or staying with the Cleveland Cavaliers.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Fewer people may be spending cash or celebrating for the 4th of July. The National Retail Federation says more than 216 million Americans plan to observe Independence Day. That's slightly down from last year's 219 million. At least 153 million Americans are planning a picnic or cookout with friends and family. Spending on the 4th of July is going to total nearly $7 billion on the food for festivities. That comes out to more than $75 per person.
$75 per person, and it's going down?
Uh-huh.
Wow. Who are these people?
We did grill out last night. I tell you what, I walked out the door. I'm like, oh, this just smells like 4th of July. The burgers and hot dogs. It was fantastic. There's now a dating app for man's best friend. The app is called Doggy Dates. It allows owners to set up play dates for their four-legged friends. To get started, users can download the app, set up a profile, post pictures of their dogs, and check out other profiles. Whenever the pet owners feel comfortable enough, they can try to set up a doggy play date with another owner. A membership for the app costs just under $5 for 3 years, and it's available on both the Apple and Google Play stores.
That already seems like every dating website there is. Because I'm not going to lie, the main thing I'll read is, I'll swipe right for your dog.
That's what it's all about. Boston bus driver is saving a family's vacation after returning a purse that was filled with $8,000 in cash. The driver, Mark Trocchio, was on his way to get his morning coffee. He found the purse near Kendall Square in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Says he found credit cards, ID cards, and thousands of dollars in cash inside the purse. Apparently, it was right by a Dunkin' Donuts, so he walked inside to see if the woman was inside. He called out the name on the ID, and a woman turned his way. Woman thanked him profusely, even offered him a reward, but he declined the offer. $8,000 in cash in your purse? And you leave it on the street.
But she didn't force the reward upon him? That's what I'm kind of shocked about.
Take some money, sir. Take it. You deserve it.
I found $100 once and I got like $10 back and I didn't want it. And I probably shouldn't have taken it because I was working in retail at the time.
Oh, no. Take the money. Take a little reward. Who has $8,000 in cash in their purse? Ah,
this is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
It's The Show with Jen and Truda. Kind of a bare bones crew this morning. Joey, the producer, is here. I am Jen. Truda is out sick for a couple of days. Shaylee, the millennial, gone to the lake for 4th of July week. But Joey and I were just discussing, we're very thankful this Monday morning. Number one, we don't have whatever is going around Truda's house because all of them, very sick.
I didn't realize it was all of them until he sent that text to us all yesterday.
Spiked fevers, bumps, they are a hot mess at the Truda household. So he's going to be out for a couple of days. We're thankful that we are not involved in that. Also, Wednesday, we get a day off work. We will be off for the 4th of July. We are thankful for those things. Jimmy Fallon has many more reasons to say thank you this morning.
Thank you, sparklers, for being the only time we're like, here, kids, hold this lit fuse. Thank you, the bachelorette, for being 25 men competing for one woman's heart, or as that's also known, bars. Thank you, Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy, for announcing your retirement. And thank you, every picture of the Supreme Court, for looking like a small town's community choir. Thank you, the forgot my password button, for pretty much being my password. Thank you, fireworks, for being 5 minutes of excitement, followed by 20 minutes of me saying, was that the end? No? Oh, this is the end. Oh, wait, no, there's more. Oh, beautiful. Oh, that's... That's the end. Can't remember, this is the end right here. No, it's not. Thank you, Swimming with a Pool Noodle, for answering the question, how awkward can I make myself look in front of my friends and family? Hey, buddy. Thank you, Yard Sales, for being the most elaborate way to get other people to take out your garbage. There you go, everybody. Those are my thank you notes.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
KC 1021. It's The Show with Jen and Truda for Monday morning, July 2nd. I am Jen. Joey, the producer's here. Truda's out sick. Shaylee, the millennial, out at the Dirty Lake in Oklahoma.
She would say it's not dirty.
That's correct. July 10th at Starlight Sticks and Joan Jett. Trying to give away those tickets right now. Playing a little round of Urban Myth. This is my favorite Joan Jett song.
I would probably
song.
Have to agree with you. Freaks and Geeks definitely helped make it even better.
That was a great show, too. Let's give away these tickets with a round of Urban Myth. Let's start with Mary in Liberty. Good morning, Mary.
Hello.
What do you have going on for the 4th of July week?
Well, work for most of it, but...
Oh, boo. Do you get any time off?
The 4th.
All right. Take that. That's what we get off as well.
Yeah. And I live at a dirty lake.
That's
so.
But do you love it? Is it fantastic?
Yes, it is.
All right. So I'm going to read you a statement. You have to tell us if this is truth or myth.
Okay.
William Shatner once sold a kidney stone for $10,000. William Shatner once sold a kidney stone for $10,000. Truth or myth?
Myth.
That's correct. He actually received $25,000 for a kidney stone, which he sold to benefit charity. What?
Oh, God. What a weirdo.
Hang on the line, Mary. We'll see if we can get you these tickets, okay?
Okay.
Let's go to Matt in South Kansas City. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning.
All right, Matt. Betty Crocker was a real person. Truth or myth? Betty Crocker was a real person.
I say truth.
It's actually a myth. Crocker was an advertising icon created in the early 20s, has been used for almost a century. No tickets for Matt this morning. I'm sorry. We'll have more to give away later on today. Let's try Ashley in Olathe.
Hello.
Hi, how are you doing today?
Oh, I'm good.
Fantastic. More people die from ant attacks than shark attacks every year. Do you think that's truth or myth? More people die from ant attacks than shark attacks every year.
Gosh, I'm going to say that's true.
It is true.
Oh, my gosh.
About 30 people die a year from ant bites, whereas sharks are only responsible for about 5 deaths a year. All right. Ashley and Olathe, Mary and Liberty, both of your names are on a piece of paper. I'm putting them in this bucket and spinning it around. Sticks Joan Jett winner this morning is... Ashley and Olathe, congratulations, Ashley. The tickets are yours.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Happy 4th. Hang on the line. We'll get all your info, okay?
All right. Thank you.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
AAA is anticipating more Americans will hit the road for 4th of July than ever before, despite the highest gas prices on the holiday in the last several years. AAA spokesman Mark Jenkins says consumers are confident in the economy and have a little extra money to put towards travel. The association is estimating in America nearly 47 million people will travel, which is a 5% increase from last year. Did you hear about this couple in Tonganoxie? There was a paper jam when they were getting their Kansas lottery ticket. Turned out to be a very lucky deal for them. Michael and Virginia Owens going to be celebrating their 43rd anniversary in style next month after winning $22,000 with the Kansas lottery. Virginia said, "We had a free ticket winner, so we went to the store to get a new ticket. When they went to print the new one, the machine jammed up and crinkled the ticket up. Clerk made the comment that tickets that don't print right are lucky. Turns out they knew what they were talking about. Winning ticket was sold at Brothers Market. That's on Ridge Street in Tonganoxie. Joey, the producer, let me just tell you, I drive past that store very often. I work part-time in Tonganoxie, and I constantly go right by that store. I did not win $22,000.
So I'm going to guess you're going to go spend some money there?
I'm just saying, I'm going to stop now. And I'm not typically I don't buy lottery tickets, like maybe one or two a year. If I have $5, whatever, and I happen to be right there, this makes me want to buy one. $22,000.
Well, good luck, and don't forget about us.
Royals going to open a 6-game homestand tonight with the first three games against the AL Central leading Cleveland. Royals went 5-21 last month. That's the worst June in franchise history. Most Toys R Us stores across the country closed for good on Friday night, but one Raleigh, North Carolina location closed up shop a day early after an anonymous person bought every remaining item. Employees say the shopper spent $1 million buying up all the toys that remained in order to donate them. So far, the identity of the buyer remains undisclosed. Store staff put a closed sign on the door, spent their last day boxing up toys for that buyer.
Can we just kind of assume it's Santa Claus?
Oh, I hope so. And I want to hear the sweet, sweet stories that come out when the kids start getting all these donations.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
It's Katy Perry on KC 102.1, The Show with Jen and Truda. It is 74 degrees, heading up to a high of 90 today. I am Jen. Joey, the producer's here. Truda is out sick for a couple of days. His whole house, just terribly sick. Posting pictures on Facebook. I don't ever need to see that. Don't ever show me pictures of your sickness. It's cool. Shaylee, the millennial, down at the lake for a couple of days.
Would Truda prefer to be sick or at the lake?
He would hate both. He hates the lake and getting his hands dirty. But we do have tickets to give away. Worlds of Fun having their big barbecue and boom. That's going on July 3rd and 4th. If you want to go enjoy some fireworks and some great food, we've got a 4-pack of tickets. Plus, we're going to throw in a platter voucher. Let's go to the phones for a little 4th of July pop quiz. Lisa calling from Kansas City this morning. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
What do you have going on this week?
Just work.
You got to work for the 4th?
No, not on the 4th. Hopefully, I'm going to World of Fun.
Yes, exactly right. Hopefully. So this is just a little pop quiz. We'll make a multiple choice to see how you can do.
Okay.
Pyrotechnicians are preparing shells for the 42nd annual Macy's 4th of July fireworks show in New York City. How many shells are they preparing? 10, 75,000, or 10 million? 10, 75,000, or 10 million shells for the Macy's 4th of July fireworks show?
I'll go 75,000.
That is correct. One right. Well done, Lisa. All right, number two, a new study by Wallet Hub ranked the best cities to celebrate the 4th of July. Kansas City, Missouri came in first, 71st, or 201st. Best cities to celebrate the 4th of July was Kansas City, Missouri first, 71st, or 201st.
The 71st?
Yes! Look at you, killing it on the pop quiz. One more. The top domestic travel destination for this holiday week is Orlando, Florida, Detroit, or Liberty, Missouri. Orlando, Detroit, or Liberty.
Orlando.
Of course it is. Everybody heading down to Disney World.
All right.
Lisa, you will be heading to Worlds of Fun. You've got a 4-pack of tickets.
Yay!
And a voucher for a platter of food. Enjoy.
Thank you very much.
Happy 4th.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Celebrating birthdays, Emmy Award-winning writer and producer Larry David is 71. Actress Lindsay Lohan turns 32, and best known for playing Harley Quinn in Suicide Squad, actress Margot Robbie is 28. Dinosaurs are still the kings of the box office. Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom is the top movie in the U.S. and Canada for the second straight weekend. That movie is on track to earn a 10-day total of nearly $265 million in ticket sales. Joey, have you seen that yet?
I've not, but I'll be honest. I didn't like the first Jurassic World.
Oh,
so
okay.
To me, it's like, I don't really need to see
it. Yeah, I just love Chris Pratt.
I love Chris Pratt, too. Like, I just want to, you know, hang out with him.
It is a great movie. Very action-packed. Although I had someone the other day stop me, a woman stopped, and she goes, oh, did you cry? And I'm not going to spoil anything or tell you, but I knew exactly which scene she was talking about where you would cry. And you know me, I cry at everything.
Yep.
I cry when I'm happy, when I'm sad, when I'm frustrated, I will cry. I didn't at Jurassic World. I didn't at this scene. But apparently a lot of people are. There's a crying scene. Be prepared. Coming in second was Incredibles 2, which made almost $440 million since its release 3 weeks ago. Actress Kaley Cuoco is a married woman. The Big Bang Theory star and her boyfriend, professional equestrian Carl Cook, tied the knot at a horse stable near San Diego, California on Saturday. The two started dating in 2016, got engaged in November. She has been married before. She used to be married to professional tennis player, that guy Ryan. LeBron James going to be suiting up in Los Angeles next season. Multiple reports say James has agreed to a four-year, $154 million contract with the Lakers. 4 years, $154 million.
Only.
James reportedly was also considering joining the Philadelphia 76ers or staying with the Cleveland Cavaliers.
And deciding to go against my offer of him and I dominating a rec ball league.
You would have killed it, Joey.
Oh, we would have been amazing.
You guys.
Just eat some mozzarella sticks after the games. It would have been amazing.
It's your entertainment news for Monday.
The Show with Jen and Truda.
On KC 102.1.